All the goals in the games that matter.
Raw Sport, not out.
4:43 on Raw 12:51 AM, and this is Raw Sport, not out, entering the final 15-ish minutes of the show. Your student radio sports show with me, Tim Astle, and my plenteous panel of guests. And we are midway through our Raw Sport quiz. No real more major news in the Premier League. The goals have gone a bit quiet. So we'll move on with our next round of the quiz, which is a brand new one. And I'm very excited to say it is going to be called Klopp the Week. Yes, indeed. Time for a brand new round, and one that is in no way derivative of any TV show that I've ever watched on the BBC. Other networks are available. What's going on, Ben? What's going on?
You've got to tell us. Move by Sunderland. Ball to the edge of the box. Cross in. Free header in the middle of the box. Danny Graham rises majestically. Sees the sun. Sees the future of the goal. The equaliser for Sunderland. Nearly hits the corner flag.
I mean, I was going to say, Ben, now Joe Walton has mysteriously left the studio, so you have to be the new Joe. Can you sit there looking glum like you hate life and genuinely like a Sunderland fan?
No, this is hilarious.
Well, what a shame. Anyway, so...
West Ham have taken the lead. Lanzini.
And basically, I'm assuming everyone has seen Mock the Week. Nods around the studio. Scenes we'd like to see.
A long time ago.
I will read out of a series.
Back when it wasn't.
Back when Frankie Boyle was
terrible.
So I'll read out a series of scenarios that you might say we'd like to see. As I say, completely original concept here. And our teams will have to chip in with their comically timed, well-informed suggestions. And points that will be erratically awarded based on my own whims to the winner. So, I'll start you off then. Things you wouldn't hear in a Liverpool dressing room. Anyone want to chip in on this?
Man, I really miss Mario.
Yes, I'm so pleased we've won the league this year.
We better play Phil Collins or Stephen Gerrard will come in the dressing room and beat the hell out of all of us.
That was a weird text from Dribio.
Getting slightly controversial. I've been adding points. Right. So I think... I'll give Dan a couple more for that, Dan. I think that's very good. So we'll call the score 9-all at the moment.
These are unlikely things that we weren't going to hear.
Well, as always with the TV show which I'm referring to, it does often resort to, can you make a funny one-line joke in the general sort of sphere of that area of comedy? We're going to 5-0 up as well. That's quite a funny joke against Colchester. William Griggs scoring there. So the second one. Deleted lines from Stephen Gerrard's autobiography.
Oh, it's great when we won the league. Sorry, I'm just going to keep going back to the same theme forever.
As the season ended and Sir Alex Ferguson lifted the Premier League at Old Trafford, I thought, yeah, good on him. You really deserve that, and I'm very happy for you.
I may have slipped over. I may have stamped on Juan Mata, but at least I never pooed myself on the pitch like Gary Lineker.
We'll continue with the next one. Unlikely commentary lines from the Rugby World Cup.
And England have won the World Cup.
And Wales have finished the game and they haven't got any new injuries.
That lad's got a foot like a traction engine.
So what I was going to say...
We've got another goal. Man City have gone 5-1 up.
Oh, 5-1. Are you the new Andy Parsons then, James? Because I know Andy Parsons on Running Gag was... And it's gold for Ireland. So you're
well, it's funny you should say this because Andy Parsons is a Talk United fan and was in school of my dad.
There you go. You learn something new every day.
And Scotland go over the try line to win the World Cup against New Zealand 45-0.
God, I wish I was watching the League of Legends.
Guys, don't you think we made the wrong decision in the 1870s?
Why didn't we beat up William Webb Ellis?
I'm giving you special credit for that one, Tom. That's very good. And the goal for Man City, has anyone seen who scored that?
It was Wilfred Bonny.
It was Wilfred Bonny, yeah. He's picked up his second goal of the game.
Wales have gone in the lead, so they must have got... they did get a drop goal, so Wales lead 13-12 half-time against South Africa.
Fantastic, there you go. So onto our penultimate topic area. Things Jose Mourinho wouldn't say.
I'm wrong, sorry.
After this game, I'm going to go for a pint with my best friend, Arsene Wenger.
I was just talking to the referee and I said, yes, you know, good job, you gave a penalty against us, but it was definitely a penalty, so fair play.
I've just got a job as the new ambassador for UNICEF.
I mean, Phil's looking a bit weak at the moment. If we only had somebody like Kevin De Bruyne to improve it.
Fantastic.
I'm definitely thinking of signing Lee Catamol.
Poor Lee Catamol. Gets a bit of a hard time. And finally, to cap off what I feel has been a very successful first edition of this round, score's actually dead level at this point, according to my brain. Things you wouldn't hear at the League of Legends quarterfinals.
And yes, we've had to call it off because performance-enhancing drugs have been found in Faker's system.
That finger work is absolutely incredible.
I just wish we were watching the rugby instead.
Guys, let's stop. I'm sure one of these nerds has something fascinating to say.
We are watching Liquid League of Legends.
And it is 6-1 to Man City.
Fantastic. Well done, Man City, and well done, guys. Brilliant.
Chelsea have won. Things are unlikely to your own report. I've actually heard it today. Chelsea have won.
Unbelievable, Jeff. Unbelievable.